At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
This song goes right in line with this story I'm going to tell you about right now. Actually, I have two stories. One was on Dr. Phil, a married couple, been married for over 20 years, and one day the husband just started acting brand new. Like, he came home, he said he was tired of being a perfect husband, tired of just doing everything right. And he told his wife he wanted a divorce. She was shocked. Even though they had arguments, they weren't that bad where he would want a divorce. So he could begin to stay out all night, didn't come home from work, came home the next day after work, sometimes 2 and 3 days later. And he finally moved out. And that's when his wife realized he had a mistress. Yep, he was staying with his mistress, not too far from their house. She begged him to come home. She begged him for counseling. But he was just brand new. And they were on the Dr. Phil show. Dr. Phil was talking to both of them. And he agreed to get them counseling. But Dr. Phil said something that he was actually wrong about. Get this, ladies. Never wait until this moment. Dr. Phil said, you need to decide whether you're going to let her go so she can be happy. No, no, no. Never wait on a man to decide to let you go so you can be happy. You make that decision yourself. First couple red flags, first couple incidents, get out of there. Because if you wait for a man to decide to let you go, he's going to let you go a little bit, but he's going to hold on to you. He doesn't want you, but he doesn't want anybody else to have you. And he's so selfish is that he doesn't want anybody else to be around his kids, even though he might be the neglecting them. So he can be his mistress, so he can, you know, claim he's going through a midlife crisis. That's why he's cheated, you know. But, no, never wait on a man to decide to let you go so you can be happy. No, Dr. Phil. And this episode is on season 12, episode 97. It's called Caught on Camera, Abused Wife or Abused Husband. They were going at it. They were fussing at each other on camera. Dr. Phil, I believe he set up cameras in the house so he can just get a feel of what they were going through every day. But no, no, no. Don't wait for a man or woman, if God's are listening to this, or a woman to decide to leave you alone so you can be happy. That is wrong, Dr. Phil. Then the other story I saw on Divorce Court, season 25, episode 123, I Can't Make You Love Me, Miss Sylvia Huff versus Stevie. Okay, they met online, right? They married, I think, after a couple of years. Don't get me wrong. But I'm guessing after a couple of years. They went on their first date, instant attraction, you know, attracted to each other. I think they decided to move in together before they got married. Don't quote me on this. Just watch the episode. Season 25, episode 123. And the husband just did a 180. Like, after they were married, he stopped going places with her. He would stand her up, especially when they had plans. He would not show up. For example, she had a sorority gathering, and she invited her husband, because husbands were invited. She was there. I think she called him several times to see where he was at. He did not answer. And then when she finally talked to him, he said he didn't show up because he would be the only husband there. That's one excuse. The next excuse, they were going on a cruise. She paid her half, and she was reminding him to pay his half before the due date. He never did. And his excuse was, you know, I get seasick on those things. I'm scared of water. So why didn't he just tell her I'm not going, instead of leading her on, making her think he was going? He would stand her up, you know, during her family get-togethers. Just make all kind of excuses, like, what? So the conclusion was that he was just embarrassed, and he just checked out of the marriage. Like, he just checked out. He didn't want to be seen with her. He wanted to go around her. But he would stand her up, like, on multiple occasions. And she would beg him to have sex with her, beg him to go places with her. He's a truck driver. And it's been, 2 months since they had sex, since they were intimate. She found that he was cheating. She found a receipt with multiple panties bought. Like, you know, at one of those fun sex shops. Happy Face. They showed a receipt. Happy Face. Thongs. Boy shorts. It was like at least 10 pairs of lingerie panties that he brought. Bought for this one chick or many other chicks. Now, he was a truck driver. So he might have had, you know, some ladies on the side, different ladies in different states, because some of those underwear were kind of similar. So he might have been having truck stop hoes. I don't know what he was doing. But she was begging him, like, no. No. The first time a man tells you he doesn't want you, you need to go. And I wish I had learned that lesson a long time ago, because I wasted so many years on deadbeat relationships, on men just deliberately playing mind games. Who does that? Like, what is wrong with your mind where you have to deliberately play mind games with the woman you're in a relationship with? Wow. Something's got to be really wrong with you. But do not beg a man after he tells you no, he doesn't want you, after he shows you he doesn't want you, he doesn't really be around you. Leave, get your peace back, and be happy. So the woman finally, I think she finally served him with the voice papers on the show. But I bet she got back with him because she wasn't too confident. She wasn't too sure of herself. So she's probably still getting mentally abused and begging him. And I've seen so many stories where the man would mess up, he would confess that he cheated, and he begged the woman to take him back. I've changed. I'm no longer that person. Please get back with me. I'm telling you, for your sanity, for your peace, let them go. They've already showed you who they were in the past, before. Do not go back. You're only asking for punishment, more punishment if you go back. Be strong and keep looking forward. Until next time, keep your badassness.